Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Hello, everybody. It's your boy, Dick Hugger. Sorry about the delay. We were having technical difficulties beyond our control. Right now, unfortunately, we're not going to have Butter Pecan tonight. It's going to be a Dick Hugger solo. And our scheduled interview with HISD is also on hold because the gentleman are unavailable due to circumstances beyond their control. So, it's just going to be me, you, and us, or something like that. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a very good weekend. My weekend was full of basketball, but those in the know that I am a basketball junkie. I can't help it. I'm all for it, all in it. It's in my blood. I can't do nothing but watch basketball. And speaking of the basketball, what happened last night, man? That Ben Gordon and Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth shootout, priceless. Straight up priceless. I know a lot of y'all not into basketball or whatnot, but that is my thing. And woo, it's off the charts. But I'm gonna start off with some crazy news as always. As everybody knows, I like to talk about crazy people. You know, because crazy people make the world go round. And starting off with this guy in New York, and you know, you New Yorkers, y'all crack me up. I don't understand it, and I guess it's not meant for me to understand. There's a guy who was taken to a Brooklyn hospital after biting his own penis. Guy was a convicted sex offender from Brooklyn, and first I'll say his name. I don't even know if I should say this dude's name, but I'm gonna say it anyway. His name is Damian Iriarty, and he was found naked and bleeding behind a building, and I guess he had just bit the tip of his own penis off. And, you know, he went to the hospital or whatever, but I don't know if this is impressive or is it something that's depressing? Because first, he bit his own penis off. That right there is, that's Hall of Fame stuff right there. You don't hear that every day, that a guy will bite his penis off. Two, he could actually reach it. So I'm sure for the female listeners out there, I don't know if you even want to hang out with homie. He is a sex offender. But for those who are in Brooklyn, he's in the Brooklyn hospital, whatever. Yeah, kind of crazy. Ah, but still, it's crazy. Off the chain, off the hook. You wonder what people are thinking when you, because you don't normally think of somebody just going to bite their penis off. You just don't. It's unheard of. It's freaking amazing, actually. There's not too much else I can say on that one. I guess the fellas can appreciate it. I guess, you know, I know I can't. You know, so it's all right. Moving on. That's just a visual that maybe I shouldn't try to articulate. You know, just. Moving on from that, I'm trying to get the smooth drama TV going too, so y'all work with me. I'm getting there. I am getting there. There's a university that library got a book 145 years later. I guess it was stolen by a Union soldier, and in 1842, it was name of the book was History of the War in the Peninsula and in the South of France from the year 1807 to the year 1814. And I guess it was returned recently by a friend of one of the soldiers' descendants to the Lexington School's Leyburn, funny name, Leyburn Library. I guess the soldier, C.S. Gates, had got the book on June 11, 1864, He thought he was at the Virginia Military Institute, and then he just took the book from there. It's a really weird story. You don't understand, I guess, the whole library, the library card fee probably doesn't apply here. Hopefully not to the relatives, because that would really suck to have to pay $145 library fee. It really would. But we're going to move on from that. This story here is probably the craziest story that I've seen in a while. Well, not seen, but actually heard. There was a man, the doctors found, he went to the doctors complaining about pain in his chest, and he was coughing up blood, and the doctors ran a few tests, and they found what they thought was a cancerous tumor in the x-rays, and then he went in to have surgery. And they found that he didn't have a cancerous growth. He had a spruce tree about 2 inches long that had taken root in his lungs. And dude had a tree growing inside him. That is one of the most amazing things I have ever heard. And I'm thinking that's That's a new species. You know, that's a whole brand new species, dude, because it's a tree that has the DNA of a human, but it also has the qualities of a tree, and it's growing inside of him. And, you know, I've always wondered, well, not always wondered, I just wonder how or what you, how do you get a tree to grow inside of you? Yeah. It's crazy. Really crazy. I'm using the word crazy too much, huh? I think I'm using crazy way too much. I'm wondering, are any of the viewers seeing me live? If anybody can see me, please give me a call. You can call us, well, call me over here at 646-929-2037. Or you can break me off an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or you can hit us up on our mobile, on your mobile text device. You text the word smooth drama and you text the word, well, the number 41411. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on our latest endeavors and what we're trying to do here at Smooth Drama. I must say, I'm kind of disappointed because I haven't seen the whatchamacallit yet. I haven't seen any Smooth Drama t-shirt, you know, the whole Smooth Drama wet t-shirt contest. You know, I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to, of course, the thong contest. I'm still looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to, well, I'm not looking forward to it. I think Butter is probably looking forward to the whole boxer thing, the boxer contest. I, of course, will not be down with that. And as I said before, anybody who sends me the email with you in your boxers, whatever, you will be eliminated from the competition because I am not having it. It's not going to happen. Yeah. On that note, people, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a small break so I can get things calibrated here. We're going to play our song, HISD, Bang Out Music. Y'all enjoy. We'll come back on the other side. Smooth Drama.
When they bring out music, call it Bang Out Music. Heaters in the chamber for your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. Yes, it came out of Houston. Bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. This is bang out music.
This is bang out music. bang out music. This is weapon rip, choose your spit. This is teeth grit, close fist, mic grip. This is mask over face like rip. Broken nose with broken blows. Face lift your frown, my upside renown. I wrote this on a quick turnaround. In the driveway with the track in the background. We crack down on the grounds of your rap sound. This is rabbit out hat now. Ooze and Oz got tricks for y'all. Old or new dog, stay barking like greyhound. Flying on the track, y'all bus bound. 3-day trip, rotten dirty. I get there quick, one click shit. Got mouths of fouls, I drive like zip. Open mouth, kiss your miss after this. Yes, fix my lips to say what you wish. Outside is brisk. I'm like Hammer, how I sit in the mix. Put me in. Good night, Trick.
When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. Yes, it came out of Houston. When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. This is bang out music.
Yo, my mind is a weapon, pen is a sword, and it's getting ignored, for I'm getting bored. It's so ugly, bubba spark, so I throw darts at a top 40. Rap so stuffy, like my nose, trust me, I'm not cool with it. So many drunk off ego, so I lose interest. Why you soon pitches, keep moving to it. I'm with a team of scientists that analyze the music and new ways to ruin. So hypers and Buddhists, so all you niggas so foolish, off in the game moving. We so fluid, leaders of the true school, get it, the voice rules. Make crowds move when I want to. Microphone check for that check. Your respect, so watch the way we catch wreck. So cool, calm, collect. Yes, fresh we be. Don't test my team or you will catch these bees. From Clitch Cold with a sick flow. So blowing over beats, yo, gotta eat, bro.
When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. Yes, it came out of Houston. When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. This is bang out music.
Pay that tax, homie, play that track. He try to step right, but his kicks don't match. Kicks up there with the snare. Bass down here, horns on flare like yeah. Hi-hat tilted to the side, so debonair, so fair. Poindexter, professor, no lecture. Larry Fish burning. Apply how you're learning for how you're earning. Cigars most piped out, keep them out the house, keep the fire burning.
When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. Yes, it came out of Houston. When they bring out music, call it bang out music. Heaters in the chamber, blow your brains out stupid. Food for the brain and it came out stupid. This is bang out music.
This is classic rap, wrapped in the same plastic that once held a purple tape, purple smoke, this is dope. Cooking in the kitchen, listen, this is over the stove and bathrobe flow, only built for Cuban links. Glaciers of ice in my scotch drink, think like Castro, with a socialist cash low, as I fill up my tank, thinking like a scholar jamming ball and G, praying for a roll as free as world beat, opening a corner for the three, out net, how I rock it out of pocket. Follow equality, it's half street, half bourbon on the rock. This is for them Houston boys swerving on the block. This is for my Kent folk locked in an iron box. Out of time, tapping on the wall while this nigga Mike rapping killer rhymes in the next cell. This is bang out music to the next cell.
Hey young world, this is Two Step Thomas coming to you live from WXYZ Radio. Coming with a raw hit.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Well, Welcome back. Dick Hugger is back. I'm here to stay. Yes, for those in the chat, no, there is no HISD. You know, no HISD tonight. Unfortunately, they're not going to be able to make it. We have to reschedule the interview. So, that's where we're at with that. But I am here, and we're going to keep on going. First, I have to address something. There's an article, a study, where I guess they were studying chimpanzees, and they were studying humans. And I guess the study is about feeding chimpanzees meat. Chimpanzees give other female chimpanzees meat, and that makes them sexually more responsive to the other, well, to the, not the other, to the male. So, I'm curious about this. The debate is about meat, and does meat make women horny? I guess it works for chimpanzees. I don't know if it works for humans, but that's part of the study. So, oh, guess what? We have Dick Hugger. Dick Hugger is live and on cam. It's kind of scary too. I'm kind of handsome. Anyway, yeah, there's a part of the study was by the Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany. They published their findings in their journal, and it said that the mating score remained high with female chimps who weren't in heat, but the females that got fed meat, they were more receptive to the chimp that paid them. So, I don't know. The people out there, I don't know if you agree with this or not agree with it. It's an interesting study. I don't know. I guess this is a topic for ladies. Ladies, does getting meat make you more receptive to men? And I guess men, if you ever fed your woman excess meat, was she more receptive to you? I mean, because that's what this study alleges. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. It'd be very interesting to hear if anybody had any comments. Oh, we have a caller. Sorry, caller. Let me hit you up. Caller?
Yes.
You on there?
Yeah, I was wondering how do you get on the webcam?
You go to mogulist.com, or you can go to our web address, you go to the website, www.smoothdrama.com, and from there you can watch the show live.
And HISD is not coming on tonight.
No, they're going to have to reschedule. So, I guess we'll find out. They said that they wasn't going to be able to make it tonight. So, you know, we'll have to postpone that and hopefully get the brothers in and talk to us when they're available.
Okay, dope. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
All right.
Thank you for calling. All right. So, anybody who's interested in discussing what they think of that theory, does meat make you more receptive to a male as opposed to non-meat? I don't know, guys, fellas out there, does giving a woman meat, is that your secret weapon? You don't feed them alcohol because you don't want them drunk throwing up. You just give her a nice steak or some prime ribs and she's good to go. Well, we have a caller.
Guys, fellas out there.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't really say. I'd be willing to test it out, but I mean, I don't know how food would come into play with that.
Well, this wasn't just food. It is
meat.
This is strictly meat, and it was a study. It was based on a study that they did with some chimps over 22 months. And that and it showed that the female chimps, not to say that that
women are like chimps.
And women are like chimps, but I guess they're saying that chimpanzees are close to
humans.
Supposedly.
I don't know, but I may just try it out and let you know.
Okay.
But at this point, I can't say yes, or I can't say yes.
Okay, well, you try it out, and any other listeners out there, if you guys try it out, prime rib, steak, whatever, let us know. We'd like to hear. You can call us once again. Caller, you have any other, anything else to add?
No, not at this point. I may just call back a little later.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye. All right. So we have a meat challenge. It's not better than the song contest, but we can go for the meat challenge too. There's a story here that it affects people here in the San Diego area. The San Diego City Council is debating on a fee, $10 to $12 a month per household for garbage collection. Now, I don't know if that's going to affect those out there who rent, or if that's going to affect those, is it going to be primarily for those who own residences and they won't pick up your trash unless you pay your bill? I don't know how that would go, or is this going to be an arbitrary tax across the board? I'd be interested to see how that comes off. It sounds like another tax to me. You know, it's I guess, the sign of the time. It definitely is the sign of the time because we're getting, they just passed another tax slash fee. One I don't really mind, and one that is has got a lot of people in uproar behind the whole alcohol and cigarette tax. I know a lot of you who mailed your taxes, you may have seen those protesters out there who were trying to protest, taxation without representation. Although, kind of weird because a lot of them were out there, saying that we're spending too much or whatnot. And I, of course, wonder, where were you people at the past 8 years when all the money got spent? I shudder to think that it took y'all 8 years to figure out that money was going out and there was no money coming in, and now, your president is trying to rectify that situation and y'all are talking about taxation and spending too much money. I'm like, you're a tad bit too late, and it's the wrong president to protest, because obviously, we've been fighting an unsuccessful war and campaign, looking for some weapons of mass destruction that everybody can conclude, I think we can all conclude, that it didn't exist. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There was no immediate need to attack Iraq. Obviously, they say that Saddam Hussein was a madman, a war criminal, all these things, but he posed no real threat. And the actual bombers weren't even from Iraq, even though it was tried to be proved that, there was an axis of evil connection, Al-Qaeda hanging out in Iraq and whatnot. No. So, to those who were out there protesting, don't get me wrong, you have the right to protest, and I applaud that you stand for a cause, but I think that we can use our energy toward more positive things, things that can make a difference. I mean, if we had this kind of energy when the war first started and we had these kind of protests out there, we probably wouldn't have had this war going on for, the 5, 6, 7 some odd years that has been going on, and the countless billions in contracts and whatnot that have just made the money go away. I mean, that's where it's at. I mean, we all know that, yeah, not only the war, but also greedy people who loan your Bernard Madoff of the world, scamming people. I believe a man smarter than me once said, chickens coming home to roost. The chickens are roosting right now here in America, and we're suffering for greed. Everybody's about greed and getting that dollar, but nobody's about common sense with the dollar, and that's where we need to be. I know we're talking about no more spending money, so I ask those out there, what is a positive solution? What can we do that can help the economy here? Just a thought. Now, anybody who's been paying attention to the news knows that this past week we've been in negotiations with Cuba, and now we've lifted, or we're semi-lifting an embargo, and now they're expanding things that they're allowing to happen, like gift parcels can be sent to Cuba. You can send clothes, personal hygiene, fishing gear, and they're going to issue licenses to allow telecommunications and other companies to provide cell and telephone service to people on the island, and allow the family members of Cubans to get those services. And they said that they're going to keep the trade embargo up, but I think that eventually they're going to lift it if they haven't already lifted it, and they're going to allow free trade to Cuba. So I guess all those people who want to catch cancer, Cuban cigars for everybody. It's all out there now. You can get a Cuban cigar, and you ain't got to worry about getting jacked up no more. So I guess all my homies that's hanging out in cigar bars and whatnot, they are really, really happy. Now, we got a little San Diego scandal. There's a mother who happens to be a high-ranking investigator with the San Diego County Public Defender's Office who, you know, I guess she was trying to hide a witness in her adult son's domestic violence case. The lady's name is Karen Cabrera, and she was arrested April 3rd at her home in Mission Valley here in San Diego, California, and accused of conspiracy and witness tampering for hiding a witness. Her son and his longtime girlfriend were involved in a domestic violence incident in May. And I guess the arrest warrant was issued 3 days later against her, butter's favorite word here, alleged involvement in the case filed against her son, Alejandro. He was charged with burning his girlfriend with a hair iron, punching and kicking her, and prosecutors say it was a beating that sent the women to the hospital. You know, I guess the investigators found out that Karen Cabrera traveled with her girlfriend, well, not her girlfriend, with his girlfriend to Acapulco. Then she returned on her own, and the credit card records also show that Ms. Cabrera bought the airline tickets. And I guess a week after he pleaded guilty, she shows up, the girlfriend, who is not named in the article. And Ms. Cabrera has posted $50,000 bail. You know, this is like a tricky case because, you know, on one end, you have a mother trying to protect her son. And that's to be applauded, actually. You know, it's your son. You're supposed to be there for your baby. But at the same time, you know, this fool is beating on women. And that, of course, we cannot condone because, of course, beating, hitting women is wrong. But, you know, I find it interesting that public defenders, prosecutors, you know, these kind of people that can get in this kind of trouble. You know, I think it's kind of troubling that these people can do this kind of thing, and I'm going to assume that, what, 7 out of 10, 9 times out of 10, they don't get caught, and they can fudge something. You know, sort of like we touched on the Louisiana black man that got shot last couple of weeks ago by the cops, and the cops allegedly placed the gun on him, you know, 73-year-old mute man, and said that he did it. You know, I'm a conspiracy guy. I'm not going to say that my conspiracies are always right, but a lot of times with the cops, all I can say is where there's smoke and more than likely some fire. We have a caller.
I'm a conspiracy guy.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to comment about that public defender. I can't really. She took an oath to uphold the law. Even if it is her son, like you said, he burned the woman with the iron and whatnot. And you can't, the oath that she took is not just for when it's convenient for her. So, I mean, there are other ways that she could have gone around that, but that is so stupid. And I think that's why she's in jail now. And she's seen as an eyesore, because, like you said, other people could have been doing this, and right now she is the example that we have, and she's casting the public defender's office in a negative light.
Yeah, because if you're looking at it like you stashed some evidence for this case, maybe you stashed some evidence in another case.
Exactly.
I mean, when you work in those type of positions, you kind of have to be way above board.
Right. She's not being objective. And then also, it shows that she believes she's above the law.
Well, technically she was.
Well, that's why she's in jail. Or was arrested.
She was. She was arrested. Okay,
so it'll be interesting to see what happens at this point.
Yeah, we'll be definitely keeping an eye on. I like to keep an eye on things that law enforcement does, because I think it's very important that we're vigilant, not only talking about not spending the tax dollars and whatnot, but being more vigilant here in your own backyard, whatever your backyard is, wherever your backyard is. You know, we kind of have to make our public officials accountable for the things that they do. And if they can't be accountable, they must be replaced.
That is so true. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. So now we talk about we talk about these political issues, and you know, I wonder sometimes in economic times. I mean, we all know that there are a lot of bad things that are happening now. People are losing their jobs. People are robbing. I mean, there's been an inordinate amount of robberies lately, as far as you've seen the guys coming, robbing donut shops and ice cream joints and climbing through drive-through windows. But I don't know if this is like, if this is the American thing, or maybe it's the California thing. I don't know. There's the thing we reported on a lady who got some plastic surgery done. I think she got the fake boobs, and then she wrote the checks, and then she tried to skate out. Well, this is in the Orange County area again, and it's involving two women this time. It's two women wrote bad checks to pay for $3,300 worth of Botox injections at the Lux Med Spa in Yorba Linda. The spa co-owner Beth Haney told the Orange County Register, said the two women came to the spa in March for a consultation and a treatment, and they each received treatments and then paid by check. Turns out the check, of course, bounced. The funny thing is that Miss Haney makes a statement that I think is really funny. She says, the women didn't give me a bad vibe, and they weren't anxious at all. You just never know. And I guess, as of now moving forward, the spa is no longer accepting checks. But, well, first let me name the women, because just in case you dating them, so you'll know who you with. One, Yvonne Jean Pampaloni, 30 years old. She was also involved in, she used the fraudulent identity to pay for liposuction and breast implant exchange. And that surgery was valued at more than $12,000. And then, of course, they had the Laguna Niguel woman who opened a line of credit in someone else's name so that she can get some cosmetic surgery done. Now, I want to get back to that statement. They didn't seem abnormal. They didn't give off a bad vibe. You know, we always hear that whenever somebody kills like 5,000 people. You know, well, I'm exaggerating. Not 5,000 people, but you hear that about the serial killers and people of that nature who kill folks. You always hear, he's such a nice person. He was quiet and respectful of everybody. That's because he was, I'm not going to say the C word no more. I say the C word too much. I'm going to say that he was sanity challenged. How's about that? Sanity challenged. He was a sanity challenged individual. Well, and these are sanity challenged individuals who go out here, like what the guy in Alabama that, I believe it was Alabama, that strangled his mother, burned the house down, and went and shot his cousin. The guy who lost his job decided to kill himself and his family. And every time you hear the story, oh, he was a nice guy, or she was a nice person, they just never gave off that vibe. I'm going to say that I'm thinking there's a new way we need to look at things. We can't, if you're quiet, I'm probably going to say you're probably the most dangerous person in the building. You're all quiet and respectful. I can't mess with you. Don't come around me. And I would warn others, if you have a quiet person in your building or in your neighborhood, you might want to avoid that person at all costs, because as it stands now, that person is probably a serial killer or is contemplating serial killing. Not stereotype, because, you know, Dick Hugger hates stereotyping. You know, I've been in racial rehab for a while now. But it's a crushing amount of evidence about these same challenged people. It's just like I'm always telling my nephew Nuthugger. You cannot be talking about these nerds out here. And long-time listeners or short-time listeners, you know how I feel about nerds. I am an alpha nerd. I believe there's two categories of nerds. There's the alpha nerd, and which I am, of course, a starring member. I have my Avengers priority identification card to prove it. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Avengers is, the Avengers is a comic book group who they fight crime, they fight villains, whatnot. I got my card, you know. I'm representing superheroes on a whole nother level. See, Avengers priority card. I can get into any Avengers mansion, and see, this is alpha nerd stuff. Don't get me wrong, I'm a nerd, but, you know, alpha nerd. I'm at the top of the food chain. What? I'm not sensitive. I'm a nerd. I have nerd tendencies, but if you talk about me, I'm probably not going to go home and get my father's gun and come back to the place and shoot you up. It's not in the alpha nerd makeup. It is in the nerd makeup, though, unfortunately. And I'm speaking quite candidly to my nerd homies out there. You know, you don't have to be like that, man. You too can get along in society. You know, nerds, y'all need to band together. You're not strong enough to do it on your own. Band together, be a society. You know, they got the Mars Society. I mean, I know y'all message board about who's stronger, Hulk or Wolverine, Thor or Superman. Can Wolverine really cut through the Hulk skin? You know, things of that nature. That's fine. But band together, nerds. Become one and fight your battles like, you know, the other gangs do. All these gangs, they come together as one and they jump people because they can't fight. So I'm saying, nerds, y'all do the same thing. Although most of y'all are hackers now and y'all just steal the identities of the people that's bullying you and basically spend all their money and ruin their credit. And I can't knock your hustle. And I want to say to all you hackers out there and potential hackers who want to hack into my system, I have mad respect for you, and you, of course, are alpha nerds. I give it up. Hackers, power to the people. I'm with you all the way. 2009, I'm your homie, Dick Hugger. I love you. You are my people. Or something to that effect. Anyway, getting back to the people who are quote unquote normal. You seem so nice, whatever. You gotta. I'm just scared out here now. Maybe it's the direction that we're going in this country, in this world, but especially in this country, where as Martin Luther King once said, we can't learn to disagree without being violently disagreeable, unfortunately. We should be able to debate and talk, and if you don't like what that person says, agree to disagree and move on. Shouldn't have to blow folks up. You shouldn't have to steal Botox. I mean, Botox? Are you serious? You stealing Botox? Your lips just gonna go down anyway. I don't get why people wanna have fat lips. If you wanna have fat lips, hey, you can get one of your homies to punch you in it. That's about as long as that Botox lasts too, right? Violence. I shouldn't advocate violence here. But I'm just saying, the people who are robbing and stealing so that you can get Botox. I don't know. Something's wrong with you. You are quite pathetic. And you're pathetic. Now, I also want to talk Thursday. I'm definitely planning on talking about these spam scammers. I know everybody gets those emails, and we are definitely going to touch on that Thursday night. We want to talk to the scammers and the spammers and whatnot. And with that, it's your boy Dick Hugger. I miss Butter Pecan. She gone. She having a good time doing whatever the hell she doing. I thank those who listen. And love y'all, and I will talk to y'all Thursday. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.